Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
When you put Chisholm Trail Farm Credit together with Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma, you get a new name, a new brand serving Oklahoma. Oklahoma Ag Credit. Oklahoma Ag Credit is the largest farm credit association in the state with 17 offices serving 60 Oklahoma counties. Check out their new website, www.okagcredit.com. And we're proud to have them along for the ride as well as new sponsors of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Oklahoma Ag Credit. OKAgCredit.com.
It's the Messner Ranch 55th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 that Saturday and will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 70 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Located 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. For more information, call Milton Messner at 580-273-9494. That's 580-273-9494. You can also download a sale book at dvauction.com. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about these livestock futures here and how they finished yesterday. And for the most part, looks like I guess they were kind of on the lower side yesterday.
Yes, they were. We saw yesterday the live cattle and feeder cattle close negative after having early session upside. Now, the live cattle made new highs for the week yesterday, but the feeder cattle failed to make new highs. And after the 1 p.m. settlement, the feeder cattle made new lows for the session. Now, there was a handful of cattle that traded in Kansas yesterday at 138, and we saw choice box beef 46 cents higher. Selects were also up 46 cents, had a total movement of 113 loads. The cattle slaughter, 111,000 head. The cash feeder index was down 46 cents. The lean hogs traded and closed positive yesterday. On the close, April live cattle were 10 cents lower. March feeders down $1.42, and April lean hogs 57 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, overall, it was kind of a dreary day yesterday, and the grain sure didn't help the matter. They were lower across the board.
That's exactly right, as our wheat, corn, and soybean futures all closed negative yesterday. The wheat and soybean futures saw new lows for the week being made yesterday. The weekly export sales yesterday were good for the corn, as it was the third largest for the marketing year, but the wheat and the soybean weekly export sales were marketing year lows, and the soybeans even had a negative sales number. The U.S. dollar index yesterday had its lowest trade since October 22nd. At the moment, March KC wheat's down 0.75 cents. March corn's unchanged. March soybeans trading 2.5 higher. March cotton's 8 points higher. The March crude oil is 23 cents higher. March dollar index 11 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures holding 8 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. Tom's back with us on Monday. And until then, for Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.